Dr. Blum, I'd be getting a follow-up office in Prison Griffith, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H. Date of birth is 7/27/1944. Date of office is 1/22/2013. Please send a cop support. That's Jennifer Leopard, L-E-E-P-A-R-D, M-D, 5380 South Rainbow Boulevard, Suite number 120, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. Dr. Leopard, I'm purchasing Villai, V-I-L-A-I, Griffith, in the office today for follow-up offices. A period of Villai, or Mrs. Griffith, was last seen in the office on 9/18/2012, period. That was her initial consultation. Her main complaint at that point were pain in the right buttock area, extending down the right leg towards the foot, period. She had imaging performed that showed the lumbar spondylosis with a disc bulge ossified off to the right side at L5-S1. There was also some dyscopia ossified with narrowing of the canal at 3, 4, and 4, 5. Producing a moderate degree of canal stenosis. The canal measuring had some degree of back pain as well. Period. Her imaging was done. It showed a disc herniation along with spondylosis with some stenosis at from L3, 4, 5, and 5-1 off to the right side. There's likely some contact with the S1 nerve root. There's moderate canal narrowing at 3, 4, 5. The report says no canal stenosis, although I do see some lateral recess stenosis at those areas, period. I did disagree with that report and do feel the canal is narrow at those areas, period. In the office today, she said she she's having a recurrent pain in the right buttock down the right leg, also getting some pain in the left buttock. She says she has difficulty standing up and getting to walk from a sitting position. She has difficulty sitting mostly. She feels pain and achiness or cramping sensations when she's up standing. Period. She says that sometimes when she walks more, it seems to loosen up her back. Period. Although she does have cramping in the legs, period. Her EMG was done at the nerve condition, which noted the nerve conduction study was noted a right S1 radiculopathy with the EMG done compatible with an acute S1 radiculopathy on the right as well, period. On exam, she's awake and alert. She seems comfortable in the acute distress with pupils eager at the leg. Cranial nerves are intact. Spectrum tone are good bilaterally. She has a absent right Achilles reflex period. On the last visit, I thought that she may have had a trace reflex there, although at this point I can't get a reflex period. She has a negative straight leg bracing bilaterally. Her extremities are warm and dry, no erythema, edema. Sensation overall is intact. She has no carotid bruise period. In summary, this is Griffith is a pleasant 68-year-old female with lumbar spondylosis with stenosis. She has EMG findings of acute radiculopathy on the right side. Overall, I do think her symptomatology matches with her imaging studies. I did discuss surgical options with her and reviewed the risk of the surgery, period. I discussed a lumbar laminotomy / laminectomy and period. Risk including but not limited to bleeding, infection, transient, permanent neurological deficits, possible stroke, seizure, death were discussed. Period. Discussed possible CSF leak, damage to the nerve roots, mild minor problems, incomplete or no resolution of recurrent symptoms, or a possible need for further surgery in the future. Period. At this point, she is. We did. at this point. She's not ready to commit to any type of surgery. I told her if she chooses to proceed, I'd recommend a cardiac clearance. If she does not want to proceed with surgery, I told her I'd like to see her back in 4 months, period. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to participate in the care of this patient. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us back.